Welcome to the Kim and Kyle podcast, where we give realtors and entrepreneurs the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life you want. Every week, we're bringing you guests or ideas to help you market your business for the year we live in.
And we're live.
Welcome back. Episode 2, we're doing it.
Episode 2 of 2023. Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so we are 2 weeks into January.
Yep.
2023. So have you thought about the year ahead yet? Last time we talked about the year behind us. This time, have you thought about the year ahead yet?
A little bit. Right now, I'm trying to get some things tidied up before the year really gets rolling. Usually January, February is a little bit slower time. So it gives kind of time to catch up. So I'm working on like three new websites for some companies that we have going. So yeah, that's kind of planning the year ahead on some things. So one of the websites I'm working on is the website for the rental space. It's like a short-term rental for photography, photo studio kind of deal. So yeah, kind of, but not. I've not really set my huge goals for the year. Set some more family goals. I think, a little bit more vacation time, more downtime. Last year we got the RV, so more short weekend, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of trips. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Oh, usually I've sat down by now and made a vision board for the year, and I've not done that yet. So that's on my list for this week to do, but I don't know what we got the new baby coming this year. So that's going to be a big chunk of a lot of stuff, but aside from that, I think one of my goals is we've talked about it before, but I want to start some kind of business venture. For the kids, whether it's like buying rentals or starting like a apparel sales or something like that. I think that would be my big overarching goal for the year, is start something to bring income for them that doesn't require us to do that much.
Yeah. Drop shipping, kids clothes or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be good. Or a rental property. Right now with properties, we just had to pay cash, just because, getting a loan has such a high interest rate right now. So that's a good goal though.
And that's the other part of setting goals, is you can't just set the goals. You have to go in and put your action plan down.
That's right.
That's something I've talked about before. And that's something I talk a lot about with my fitness clients, because you can't just say, I'm going to start working out 5 times a week and then not set out the plan of how you're going to do that, or you're going to fail.
Or you can't say, I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah. I think that they say, a goal without a plan is just a dream. So once I got my goal down, then I got to go down, write down all my steps if I'm going to get there. So I got to do that. Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
That's right. Work your way backwards kind of deal. So you want to buy some rental properties or start. So probably what you do is do some research on who has some kind of kids apparel line, if you wanted to go that route. Or pretty good place called Google that a lot of people, we've talked about this before too. It's been 2 or 3 years, but how some people don't understand how we not necessarily think of so many things, but know so many things. And it's just because people don't do their research. You know, do you remember talking about that?
Yeah, I found a good meme about that. It's like 99% of the things I know came from Google or something like that.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's true.
And it is. And there's so many places to learn things. I mean, there's YouTube. YouTube's kind of unorganized, but then you have Skillshare, and Skillshare is pretty much just an online training platform. And we've used that for a few things. It's more organized, like classes or whatever, and you can pay for classes on other websites. So I don't understand. I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum, and I don't understand how people don't know how to do a bunch of different things, because I, you and I both are constantly learning new things.
Well, I like to learn.
Yeah, I love learning.
I went to school for a hot minute.
Yeah, Kim has.
So it's in my blood. I like to learn. But I think some people...
Masters.
Well, that kind of leads into what I want to talk about next. Because some people, that's just... They just don't think that they can, or they don't know.
Right.
I think it's more that they don't have... think that they have the potential to learn that kind of stuff, and they're stuck in what they're doing.
Yep.
And telling them it's something as simple as looking on Google, even though that sounds easy, they're going to step back and be like, whoa, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yep. So the next thing we're going to talk about is your thermostat situation.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good subject to start off second podcast of the year with, your thermostat, and tell us a little bit about what does that mean?
Okay.
When we say the term your thermostat,
let's see if I can explain this well. So in life, whether it's financial, whether it's your emotions or your risk taking, anything that has to do with your life, you have a set thermostat. It's kind of like when you're in your house and you set your thermostat at 68 degrees. Well, if it gets hotter outside, the thermostat's going to do what it can to cool it back down to 68 degrees.
That's right.
And same thing, if it gets cooler and it's a downslope a little bit, it's going to do what it can to bring it back up to 68 degrees. That's right. And so in every aspect of our lives, we have this internal thermostat that's trying to keep us neutral.
Yeah.
It's trying to keep us at that level. So if my financial beliefs, my financial thermostat is set at, I don't know, $60,000 a year, and that's where I've always believed I would be at and where my job would take me, and that would be a good income for me, and that would make me happy, then even if I start creeping up into that 70, 80, 100 more, something's going to happen. I'm not going to know that I'm making it happen, but something within me is going to make it happen to cool me back down and bring me back down to that 60,000 level. Same thing if I'm in a dip, something bad's happening. Something inside me is going to push through and have that motivation, and I'm going to find a way to get back up to that $60,000 level where my thermostat has been set. So for everything we do, whether it's learning new things like we were just talking about, whatever you're working on, you have an internal thermostat where you believe that you're supposed to be set at.
Right. And with learning, it would be like, oh, I can't learn that. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are can't doers. Like, or the problem with this situation is, so like, you know, starting an apparel line. Well, the problem with that is it's, you know, this is what some people would say. The problem with that is it's hard to get the clothes. The problem with that is freight's more expensive now than it used to be. The problem with that is blah, 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 blah.
I think like relationships is another big one where people have an internal thermostat set. Like, I only find the bad people and they always screw me over. And so are in this great relationship, and then internally you don't really know you're doing it. You do something that makes that person do something, so you feel that way about them.
That's right.
Again, so in every aspect of our life, we set that thermostat.
With dieting and stuff like that. So back to your, because you have the fitness clients or whatever, and we go to the gym a lot. A lot of those people self-sabotage. I can never lose weight. Because, and then they'll go on a diet, and the diet only lasts 2 weeks. Well, okay. Your thermostat went right back down to being fat or being out of shape or whatever, instead of changing.
Yeah, well, so can you change?
Yes.
Can you change your thermostat?
Yes, you can.
I think that's what everybody's like, oh, shit, right
in
now.
Any situation. They're wondering. In any situation. So, educational thermostat, one good way to change that would be, instead of listening to exclusively music, country music, rap music, whatever, in the car, switch to half. So if you're driving to work, listen to music on the way to work, maybe. Then on the way home, listen to some kind of podcast, and not some stupid
crime
podcast.
I love those crime ones.
Whatever that is.
I mean, they're
that's
fine,
the same thing as music, though.
Listen
to some kind of educational. And it doesn't have to be somebody sitting there talking to you. It could be an interview podcast like this. Of course, you guys are probably already listening to podcasts, because you're listening to this podcast. So that's, well, but that's just an example.
An easy way to put it for any category is the, for each category you're thinking about, like where your internal thermostat is set, there's going to be different little ways to improve it. But I think an overall theme for any category is going to be who are the people you're surrounding yourself with.
Right.
Because if you're surrounding yourself with people who are constantly in and out of relationships and not happy and they're not making a lot of money and they're at the bar every night and they're eating junk food and fast food all the time, that's what you're seeing every day and that's what you're bringing into your life and that's what you're going to start believing about yourself. Yep. Now, if you step outside of that circle and all of a sudden you go to a networking event and you meet these people who are buying rental properties and flipping them and they're making $100,000 on a house in one sale and you're like, wow, I could do that. There's a possibility for me that, and I could do that too. Now, how do I learn how to do that? Simply by putting yourself outside of that comfort zone of your typical circle and finding people who are at the thermostat level you want to be at.
Yeah, exactly. And that's financial, fitness, good family people. Like if you surround yourself with a bunch of people that have all been divorced and you're the last married couple,
see,
you're setting yourself up for failure.
Hopefully not, but see, yeah.
I know, but that's so the same situation.
I think that's the first step in changing any of your thermostats is look who you're surrounding yourself with.
That's right.
Who are the people that you're with most and where is their thermostat set? Is it somewhere you want to be or do you want it to be higher? If you want it to be higher, you aren't just cutting people out of your life, but you start surrounding yourself with new people. And that might be listening to podcasts of
those
higher.
Those people are the, yes, exactly. That's what I was getting ready to say. The people that you listen to are the people that, and that they're included in those categories.
Right,
they are kind of a mentor.
Right. And that can sound like, where am I going to find these people? It could be some people can get this from books they're reading, podcasts they're listening to. You can start going to networking events. You can find groups online. You can do all sorts of stuff. Facebook groups. There's a lot of different things that you can find. So it's just finding those avenues to find the people that you want to surround yourself
with.
Yeah.
Nowadays, there's so many more avenues that you can get. Like we said, your podcast, that's, you literally had to pay. What, 25, 30 years ago, you had one choice. You had Tony Robbins on tape and Dan Grazioli or whatever. I can't think of
Dean.
His. Dean. Those are the two people you could listen to, the educational guys. You had to pay for that. Now all the podcasts are free. Everybody has a free podcast. Every big business owner or the majority of them have. And that is pretty much a mentorship. And I mean, I pay for a kind of a mentorship program right now.
Which you just started.
Which I just started in at the end of November. And we have a live meeting, Clear, Calculated, and Vicious. It's the one with Rob Bailey. And he has a live thing that we talk about every Tuesday, talking about our goals, our mindset, getting clear, calculating those goals, and getting viciously active, working towards those goals.
Sales pitch down.
Yeah. I listen to it every Tuesday.
So joining like a group, like a mastermind group that.
And now you don't have to do that. You can get a lot of that.
Or starting one. You could always start one with the people in your community, your own little mastermind.
I wouldn't suggest starting it unless you've done something. There's a lot of people that start stuff like that, that try to make money off people that haven't done anything and they don't know.
Well, and it could just be getting a group of people you've met together for coffee once a week and just talking.
Group.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a bunch of those. I'm in a business networking group as well. Multiple.
Like
your Chamber of Commerce stuff, business networking, the Builders Association.
Correct.
Stuff like
but
that.
I'm saying the first step for some people might be making their own because that feels better to them to just get a couple of girlfriends together who they aspire to be like and hang out with and getting coffee once a week or once a month or something and just talking not about your nails and the latest gossip on TV, but talking about your goals and business and life and things like that.
That's right. That's right. And there are a lot of women's networking groups.
We like to stick together.
That's right. Exactly.
I think that kind of sums up our mentality going into 2023. We haven't done our big planning session yet. I think we probably need to put that on the calendar for this weekend or next before life does get crazy with work.
Well, let's make that the goal for this week. Is to do our vision board and have specific goals. We'll have our categories down. We'll go over those with you guys next week because there are specific categories that we aspire to set goals inside of those categories.
And I think that's a good thing. Like how I was talking about your goals and setting an action plan. So I don't, for example, let's just say you want to start running. Okay. What does that mean? So you have to write down the action plan. I can realistically run twice a week with my schedule right now. Can that go up in the future? Sure. Yeah. But twice a week and I'm not going to miss it. So that builds my confidence in reaching that goal and my motivation because I can consistently do that. So I'm going to run twice a week. What do I need to do that? I need to set time in my calendar for twice a week. I might need to go buy new running shoes. I might need to go buy a pair of running pants or some gloves because it's cold out right now, or a hat. What do I need to be successful to do that? You write that down. And I think another thing to add into your action plan or into your goal setting for the year is take a deep internal look. Where is my thermostat? Because I'm going to guess it's probably lower than you are initially thinking that it is. And so take a deep dive and look. Where is your internal thermostat? Okay, and now where do I want it to be? And what are the steps I can take to raise this thermostat? So I think on top of your goals, that's another 2023 planning that we should all be doing is how can I get to the next level? Where can I raise my thermostat?
Exactly.
That just takes it a whole nother level this year.
Yeah. Heck yeah. So next week we'll come at you guys with our big goals and maybe some reflection on our own thermostats.
Thank you for listening to the Kim and Kyle podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. If you want to grow your business, follow us on social media. And if you want to have a good day, go pet a dog.